The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 7th chapter, text number 8, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on February 23rd, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Translation: O son of Kunti, Arjuna, I am the taste of water, the light of the sun and the moon, the syllable Om in the Vedic mantras. I am the sound in ether and ability in man.
Rasoham apsu kaunteya prabhasmi sashishu jaya pranava sambhideshu sabdakhe paura samanishu. This is all pervasive nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We should mark the important word in this verse, aham. Aham means the person. Krishna never says that I am impersonal. Imperson is the feature of Krishna. Just like in the 9th chapter, Krishna says, Maya tatamidam sarvam jagat abhakta murti. Maya, I am all pervasive by my energy. We have already explained that Krishna has multi-energy, parasa shakti vividaiva syate, that is the Vedic version, that the Absolute Truth, Supreme Person, has got multi-energies. In the Vishnu Purana also, whatever we are experiencing, that is simply Krishna's energy. Just like we can experience the heat and light from the sun, we can understand the constitution of the sun glow, although we are 93 million miles away from the sun. But by his energy, heat and light, we can understand what is the sun. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, he has got multi-energies. Parasa shakti vividhaiva sriyate. Natasya karjam karanam cha vidyate. Natasya sama adhikascha drishyate. Parasa shakti vividhaiva sriyate. Svabhaviki jnana bala kriya. This is the Bhasana Upanishad. He has nothing to do. Natasya karjam. Why? And because natasya karjam karanam cha vidyate natasya sama adhikascha drishyate. Nobody is equal to him, neither greater than him. And he hasn't got to do anything because he has got so many energies. Svabhaviki jnana bala kriya cha. Everything is being done by his energy very perfectly. His energy is working even in the water. You can perceive his energy within the water. We are daily using water. We are tasting water. So, you can perceive Krishna's presence, Krishna's all-pervasiveness, even while you drink water. Every one of us, we drink water. And so, the taste of the water, Krishna says, here I am. This is impersonal feature. But the person is behind. Maya dhakshena prakriti. Water is one of the products of this material nature. But behind this existence of water is Krishna. Then you can understand Krishna. You try to understand by studying his energy. Therefore Krishna is describing that although you cannot see me just now, because in the preliminary stage nobody can see Krishna, although Krishna is present everywhere. Annantarasang paramanuchayantarasang, he is present within the atom. But it requires the qualified eyes to see him or purified senses to perceive him. That is stated in the Shastra, Atas Sri Krishna Namadi na bhavet grahyam indriyai. Without these present senses, we cannot understand what is the holy transcendental name of Krishna. Therefore, sometimes we are misunderstood. Why these people are chanting Hare Krishna? So, because ordinary man or ordinary senses cannot understand the value, the nature of the name. Therefore, Shastra says, Atha Sri Krishna Namadi. Namadi, beginning from name. We can realize God by chanting name. Because Abhinnatya nama namina nama chinta mani krishna chaitanya rasa vigraha. These are the description of the Shastra. Nama, the holy name of the Lord, is completely spiritual. Nama chinta mani krishna. His name is as good as Krishna. Nama chinta mani krishna chaitanya rasa vigraha. Those who are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra without any offense, they are tasting spiritual nectaring. Just like Rupa Goswami has written a shloka that if I could possess millions of ears and millions of tongues, then I could enjoy what is the transcendental mellow in chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. But that is not possible for ordinary human being in the beginning. Therefore, Shastra says, Atas Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grahyam Indriyai. These impurified senses cannot appreciate the value of the holy name of Krishna, Nam Adi, his name, his quality, his pastimes, his form, his activities. There are so many things. They're beginning with Naam, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. As we go on chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And as we become purified, the more we chant, we become purified. Cheta Darpana Marjanam, Bhava Mahadavagni Nidbapanam, Sriya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyavadhu Jivanam. So this is the process. Those who are not even inclined to chant this holy name of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, although there is no loss and there is no expenditure, anyone can chant. It is freely distributed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyone can take the chance of chanting Hare Krishna. Automatically, sometimes we find friends on the street, simply by seeing us, they chant Hare Krishna. So that is a good sign. They're learning the value of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So in this age, the chanting of the holy name is very, very important. Kalo nasti va nasti va nasti va gadaranda, for God realization. So even if you are not inclined to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then try to understand Krishna in this way. This is the process given by Sri Krishna himself. Raso hang apsu kauntiya. You have to drink water. You cannot avoid it. So when you taste, Why drinking water? Anything drinking. Apsu. Apsu means any liquid thing. Either you drink milk or even after even you drink wine. So you have got some taste in any liquid thing while drinking. So Krishna says, Rasu Ham Apsu Kaunteya. My dear Kaunteya, Arjuna, that taste in the liquid thing which you drink or use, that is I. Just see how it is easily can be done. Nobody is without drinking something liquid. Either Coca-Cola or water or this or that, something must be drinking. So Krishna says that I am the test. So where is the difficulty of understanding Krishna? If we cannot, they say, can you show me Krishna? All right, here is Krishna, see. Seeing means directly perception. When I say, let me see what is this mango, you are seeing already. Here seeing means tasting. Let me see the mango, that means seeing means tasting. So we have got so many senses and we test different senses. We can see by eye, we can taste by the tongue, we can hear by the ear, we can smell by the nose, we can touch by the hand. So we have got all senses, and by senses we get experience. See, if you try to experience Krishna by this process, that whenever you drink something liquid and taste it very nicely, you consider this taste is Krishna. It is very difficult for Krishna realization, and because you remember Krishna, actually that taste is Krishna, because that water is also Krishna. Water is Krishna in this sense, is the energy of Krishna. Just like fire and the heat, heat is the energy of Krishna. So heat and fire is not distinct, they are the same. Still, the heat is not fire. This is called Achintya Bhedabhed, philosophy. Simultaneously one and divine. Simultaneously everything. Idaṁ viṣṣaṁ bhagavān ivetara. It requires only realization. That whole universe is Krishna. Idaṁ viṣṣaṁ bhagavān. But it appears different from Bhagavān. Actually it is not different. You have to understand by purified senses. That is required. Unless you have got purified senses, you cannot understand. But this is the beginning. Rasoham avsu kaunteya. You just try to understand this rasa. It is said by Krishna. It is not our manufacture. If I say that the taste of water is Krishna, that may be different. But Krishna says, Rasoham avsu kaunteya. So why not think of Krishna? So this thinking of Krishna is a process of devotional service out of the nine processes. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam padasevanam. So if you remember Krishna, you advance in your spiritual life and you become perfect yogi. How? Yoginamapi sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyamhan bhajate jumang samijukto tamo mataha. If you simply think as you drink water or drink anything, the taste only, here is the hint, that here is Krishna. So you must be drinking so many times. If so many times if you remember Krishna, you gradually become Krishna conscious. So simple thing it is. Krishna is prescribing. Rasoham avsukanta. Parbhasmi sasasurya. Suppose if you do not drink, nobody there is who does not drink, everyone drinks. Then another method. Parbhasmi sasasurya. As soon as early in the morning, you find the sun shining, you remember, here is Krishna. Here is Krishna. or at night, when there is no sun, there is moonlight. Here is Krishna. Then, Pranava Sarvabhidhi. So if you are a student, serious student of Vedic mantras, Om Tat Vishnam Paramam Padam Sadhavasandhi, if you chant the Vedic mantras, Om Bhurbhuva Satat Savidhu Varanam, the Omkar, that is Krishna. Many people are very much fond of chanting Omkar. That is also nice. That is Krishna. But if we simply remember that this Omkar is Krishna, then you become perfect. Because the process is how to become Krishna conscious. So you can become Krishna conscious while drinking any liquid or water, while seeing the sunshine, while seeing the moonshine, while if you are a scholar, brahmana, advanced, while chanting the pranava, pranava sarvabhideshu, or even if you sound, if you hear this sound, there are so many sounds going on. If you remember Krishna and also Paurasang Nishu, Paurasang, you meet so many men in your dealings with this material world. There are many very big men, big industrialists, big scholars, big manufacturers, and big bankers. So this is Paurusham, one who has attained perfection in the material world. So instead of envying him, if you simply think that he has attained because he has got little power from Krishna, Jajjat vibhuti mat satya matti jangsa sambhava. Anything wonderful that is done by any person, Paurusham, that is also Krishna's energy. So it is not at all difficult to become Krishna conscious. There is no expenditure. There is no loss. Simply by your daily dealings, you can become Krishna conscious. This is the program here. Raso ham apsu kauntiya, parvasmi sasushudya. Pranava. If you cannot chant, we are advising everyone, chant Hare Krishna mantra, kirtaniya sadahari. This Hare Krishna mantra should be chanted 24 hours. Kirtaniya sadahari. But it becomes difficult or hackneyed, then you can remember Krishna otherwise. While drinking water, while seeing the sunshine, while seeing the moonshine, while chanting Vedic mantras, or even hearing some sound in the cave. Sound is produced by the ether. So many sounds we are hearing. If you simply remember the sloka of Bhagavad, that sabda, any sound, Hare Krishna sound is transcendental, that's all right. But if you don't like Hare Krishna sound, you take any sound. Any sound is also that is coming from the original sound. Simply it is covered by maya. What is the difference between spiritual and material? Everything is spiritual. Sarvam khalu idam brahma. But when it is covered by maya, it is material. That's all. What is maya? Forgetfulness of Krishna. The same water. The same water. It is spiritual because it is Krishna's energy. Krishna has already said, humi rapa ana apa. Here also apsu. So apa, jar, or water is Krishna's energy. How it can be different from Krishna? So we have to deal with water in so many ways. How we can forget Krishna? The Krishna consciousness movement is the spreading the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita as it is. So how one can become Krishna conscious very easily without any loss? But gain is very much. Why don't you take this advantage of Krishna consciousness movement? What is the reason that you will not take? Satatam kirtantam mam jatantascha dhirabhrata. If you become Krishna conscious in this way, the profit is very, very great. Because the more you become Krishna conscious, the more Krishna becomes revealed to you. Sevan mukhe hi jivhado svayameva spurattada. Realization, revelation. That with the blunt senses, you cannot understand Krishna. You cannot realize Krishna. But if you purify, Atasya Krishna Namadi Navavid Grayam Indriyai, our present senses, that blunt senses, because it is covered by forgetfulness of Krishna or Maya, therefore it has to be purified, or the nature of forgetfulness has to be removed. That's all. This is the process. Rasuhammavsukamantriya. If you follow this process, that here he is drinking water, the taste is Krishna, that means some percentage of your forgetfulness of Krishna is removed. Similarly, when you see the sun sign, the moon sign, or you chant Omkar, there are other so many ways prescribed in the later verses. So try to understand Krishna in this way. It doesn't require any advancement of education or Vedic knowledge. A simple thing. So there is no difficulty. And as soon as it is purified, Sevan Mukhi Jivbhag, the purification, that is bhakti, bhakti marga, devotional service means purifying the senses, that's all. At the present moment, our senses are covered by maya, and this maya can be moved away simply by remembering in every step Krishna. Sevan Mukhi Jivhadu, Sevan Mukh, that is the devotional sage. Jivhadu, you simply engage your jivha. Jivha means tongue. The tasting is also tongue. Without tongue, you cannot taste. That way it is said, Sevan Mukhi Jivhadu, the beginning. Beginning of purification is to use your tongue in this devotional service. Our prescription is therefore that you use your tongue for chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and employ your tongue for tasting Krishna's prasad. It is not at all difficult. There is no need of studying a higher knowledge in the Vedic principle. That will automatically will be revealed. That what it says, Sevan Mukhi Jivhadu Swayameva Spurattara. If you apply your ear only, as it is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sinnatang Sakatha Krishna Punnasavana Kirtan. Punnasavana Kirtan. Chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, or hearing of Krishna's word, just like you are hearing the words of Bhagavad Gita. Sinnatang Sakatha, that is his own word. Sinnatang Sakatha Krishna Punnasavana Kirtan. Either you hear or you chant. Because Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padas, there are nine methods. So the beginning is hearing. We are opening so many centers just to give people chance to hear about Krishna. That's all. If you simply hear about Krishna, Sannatha, then Krishna becomes pleased. Now he is hearing about me. Then what does he do? Sannatha, Sakata, Krishna, Punna, Savana, Kirtan. Either you understand or don't understand. It becomes a pious activity on your part. And the more you become pious, you can understand Krishna. Because impious person, jesham antagatam papam, impious person cannot understand Krishna. But one who is free from impious activities, jesham antagatam papam, janalam punyakarmana, punyakarma, this hearing is punyakarma. Janānāṁ punnam, te dandamaho nirmaktam bhajanti māṁ dhiravṛta. If you simply hear, if you understand, it is very good. Even if you do not understand the vibration of Hare Krishna mantra, the reading of Bhagavad Gita, simply chanting, you will be purified. Sinnatāṁ sakatā Krishna punnatsavana kīrtana riddhantasa avadhyāni. See, we cannot understand what I am, what is God, what is my relationship with God, what I have to do in that way. We cannot understand these things because we are enwrapped in sinful activities. That is also stated in the here. Namaga duskitunam mūḍhā prapadyante naradhamā. So, In the material world, every one of us, more or less, are duskritino, sinful, more or less, sinful. So, it is very difficult for us to understand Krishna. Atasya Krishna Namadi, I have already explained. Therefore, we have to take advantage of this Krishna consciousness movement, and wherever there is a chance of hearing about Krishna, we should take the opportunity. That is Krishna consciousness. And learn from the... It is not our manufacture. Krishna says, learn how to become Krishna conscious. Simply, you try to understand Krishna in every step of life. In every step of life. They will be all explained in this chapter, how you can perceive Krishna. The beginning is the tasting. Everyone drinks water or drinks something else. You try to taste the liquid, thinking that this taste is Krishna. You will see in the morning the light of sunshine, here is Krishna. In the evening you see the moonlight, here is Krishna. There is sound always, especially in a city like Bombay, it is full of sound. So whenever you hear any kind of sound, sound is the vibration of the sky, you remember this sound is Krishna, saptakhi. And whenever you meet any person very exalted, very extraordinarily able, you understand that this ability is Krishna's mercy, vibhuti. In this way, if you practice, and if you chant also Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and if you hear from realized souls about Krishna, then you gradually become advanced in Krishna consciousness. And when you come to perfection, janma karma me dibbam yujanati, tattata. This, Krishna's appearance, disappearance, his activities will be revealed to you. Sāyameva śvarsada. When Krishna becomes manifest, revelation, then you understand what is Krishna, what is his activities, what is his name, what is his pastimes. Everything becomes revealed. Then you can understand perfectly. We cannot understand perfectly, but so far our ability is concerned, we can understand Krishna. And if we a little bit understand Krishna, then our life is successful. Taptadeham punarjanmanaiti mameiti kaunteya. Simply by little understanding Krishna. What is that? Na taktadeham punar. That is the highest perfection. After giving up this body, ordinarily we give up this body and we accept another. Tathadehantara prapti. That we have to stop. We are trying our best to make solution of all problems of life. The real problem is janma mitya jara vyadhi. Birth, death, old age and disease. But if you can conquer over birth, no more birth, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, tatta dehang punarjanma naiti, no more birth, then it's finished, I am finished. No, you are not finished. Tatta dehang punarjanma naiti, mameti, you come to me. You come to me, go back to home, back to Godhead. This is the process of Krishna consciousness. It is very easy, everyone can adopt. Why should you give up? Take it very seriously and be happy. Thank you very much.